the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name is Dan Latto from daniellatto.co.uk. Welcome once again to the podcast. And in this podcast, I wanted to talk to you today about investing in yourself, because we get all sorts of people coming through the, we get people to fill in a strategy form, a strategy session form. And if they want to work with me, then that's the piece of information that I use to determine whether, one, they actually get the strategy form in the first place, and two, whether we'll be a good mix for coaching. And if so, then we then progress to doing the strategy session, and then they can make a decision, and I want to make a decision as to whether I want to work with this person as well. And so what I want to talk to you about in this podcast is not necessarily about that process, but about the process that gets you through to the next stage. Because when we take on a client, we don't take on a client just because they've got the money. The money is secondary to this. The reason why we take on a client is because I have the belief that this client is going to do what we ask them to do. And so, you know, we get all sorts of people coming through to our strategy sessions, and, you know, we ask, how committed are you from a scale of 1 to 10? And people put like an 8. And I'll tell you, if your commitment to being successful is an 8, you're not going to get through. Because why should I give a commitment, you know, 10 out of 10, when you can only give an 8 out of 10? But this is what people say, you see, and we, you know, I've seen it. People have asked me, people will go, well, can you lend me the money to pay for the coaching? And then if it works, I'll pay you the money back. And it's like, dude, I can tell you now, it's not going to work for you. The system works. We've got no doubt, because we've got so many clients where the system's worked, right? So we know that. But for this person, the system won't work. If it works, what do you mean, if? You mean when? do you see the difference? You see, through my NLP training, we're continually looking at language. And the further out in time that I go, I did my NLP 7 years ago now, the more I forget. You know, and I think that's pretty obvious for most people who've done a certain level of training. Think about your doctor, by the way. This is quite scary. Think about your doctor who's been a doctor for 30 years. Think about how much stuff he's forgotten or she's forgotten. Right? That's pretty scary stuff in my book. And that, I'm actually going to go do another NLP course, because I've forgotten like a good proportion of it, right? Maybe half of it. I still use the bits that have transformed my life and have transformed previous clients' lives. That's the bits that I use continually, but I'm missing bits out, so I've got to keep going back. But I didn't sign up for NLP and go, well, if it works, I know it works. I didn't sign up for my driving instructor. Well, if I pass, then I'll pay you. That's crazy. And if that's the attitude that you're going to go into an endeavour with, I'll tell you now, save your money, don't do it, because it's going to fail. It's not if the system works, it's if you work. And I see it all the time. We saw one, it was on Grant Cardone's and his book called Be Obsessed or Be Average. It's on my desk right here. I'm just picking it up for you because you can't see it. It's here, okay? Sat on his jet. And if you look carefully at his shoes, the actual picture, he doesn't have shoes on, but they've edited shoes onto it for some reason. Maybe in some countries that didn't like bare feet, possibly. I don't know. But anyway, he's got shoes on and he shouldn't have. And he sat on his jet aeroplane that he owns. But on his Facebook page was a guy, and he was like, it's $30. Can somebody lend me $30? Or can someone buy this for me, because I can't afford it? And that's like, dude, just save other people's money and don't get them to buy it for you. Because I'll tell you now, one, you might not read it all the way through, and I'll tell you why I know that in a minute. And two, even if you do read it all the way through, you ain't going to be implementing what's in that book. Because the attitude, and I know this because the attitude, comes from a take, take, take. Can someone else buy this for me? Because I'm not good enough to go out and earn $30. That's like 20 quid. And so I had a little bit of a damn rant, I'll be honest. So I replied back to them. I'm like, look, that's like 10 cars at $3 each. Can you go clean 10 cars in your community and knock on the door and go, dude, I need to raise $30 because there's this book on personal development that I'm desperate for. And so can I wash your car for $3? And what do you think the person's going to go? They're going to give them $3 and go, yeah, of course you can. Here's the money. Here's the bucket. Here's the thing. Have you got water? What do you need? Like, I remember I lived in Castleford. My goodness me. Castleford for a short period of time. It was a nice house, having said that. But Castleford, you know, it's... anyway, let's not talk about Castleford. So, it's a big rugby sort of place. And you know that because you can't tell the difference between the men. Anyway, and the women. So, because if you all like rugby and Jeremy Kyle. But anyway, so that's enough about Castleford. All right, so we got a knock on the door and some kids came round for like 7, 8, 9 and they were knocking on everyone's door asking to wash people's cars. And I'm like, yeah, of course you can, that's fine. I knew they were going to do a crap job. I knew it, right? But I still give them the £3 or whatever. And I'm like, have you got the bucket and sponge? They're like, no. I'm like, okay, let me get that for you. Let me fill it up for you. And then they'd washed it and they'd missed the top because they're not tall enough because they're like 7, 8 and 9, right? And they'd done a pretty poor job. So I went back out and I'm like, oh, you've missed this bit, you've missed that bit. You know, someone's got to help them, right? Someone's got to say that when you do the job's got to be good enough. And if it's not good enough, you'll get feedback to it gets better, right? That's a good learning form. So they went back and they did it and it was okay. It was all right. And then I said, it's still wet. Are you going to dry it? And they're like, no. So I said, let me go get my leather chamois. So I went out and got the leather chamois and I went back. And I'm like, look, I'll tell you what I'll do. If you dry this for me for an extra £2, I'll pay it. And so that's what we did. And I said, so we increased their income. You see, when you're an entrepreneur, you can't help this stuff. The girlfriend that I had at the time, it's going back quite a lot of time, is this. The girlfriend that I had like 15 years ago, the girlfriend I had at the time was like, can you never stop? I'm like, no, I can't help it, you know. We just increased their income 66%. How's that? So, but look, if you need something and it's $30, or 30 quid or £20, you get off your butt and you find a way to make it happen. You cut grass, you shovel snow, you wash cars, you cut the hedges, you know, whatever, paint the door, whatever it takes. Do someone shopping for £3. If you give me a shopping list... Or, you know, if I could give someone a shopping list, like here in Spain, one of the things I really hate is going to the local supermarket. Like, we don't have Asda and Tesco where we do these home deliveries. And I really hate it. You know, it's an hour out of my day, or 2 hours maximum. We go around and it's just a pain. Would I pay someone €10 to get a list and go get all my stuff? Of course I bloody would. That's an awesome thing. And they go out and they bring it back and they put it in the shelves and put it in the fridge. Of course I'd pay that. So do you think other people might pay that? I have a cleaner here in Spain. I have a cleaner in the UK. And so what happens is when I fly back to the UK and I see the kids, you know, I have to do everything. I have to do all the washing up 15 times a day, it feels like. I no longer do the washing and ironing because I have a cleaner for doing that. Part of me is like, I'm going to get some home help. And the home help is not to play with the kids. The home help is to tidy up after me and the kids. Because let's face it, I'm not exactly the most, you know, OCD kind of guy, right? So I live a bit of a mess in my wake, if you like. So like a home help, you know, an hour a day on a Saturday and on a Sunday. Comes at 5 o'clock, cooks tea even. That would be great. Would I pay 20 quid for that for 2 hours? Hell yeah. It's 40 quid for the weekend, makes my life easy. I just enjoy time with the kids, don't have to do any cooking, don't have to do any washing up. So yeah, that's £40 for someone over a weekend. And you could do maybe 2 or 3 people a day. So that's what, 120 quid a weekend? It's not a huge amount, it's £500 a month. Would £500 a month, would that enable you to buy 1,000... clicks going to your website from Facebook? Would that help your business, you think? Of course it would. I've gone quiet. I'm just having a coffee, by the way. So we don't edit these at all. We do them for go out. And that's how I like them. We used to edit them. And if I'd have to clear my throat and cough, we'd edit that out. And we just don't do that now. We do the podcast and it goes out. And if you're creating content, you've got to be creating content and it goes out. You've got to be moving off the editing. We've done a ton of videos in the last week about all these deals that we're getting through. They're on my YouTube channel and they're on my website, daniellatter.co.uk. Go and have a look. Click videos. They're all on there. And there's tons and tons and tons of videos about all the deals that we're getting. We don't edit any of those videos. We film them. We upload them to YouTube. It takes a while because our pipe here in Spain is quite slow. We upload them to YouTube. One video was like a gig and a half. in size because we're doing filming at 1080p, which is like high definition. We don't do the 4K because if we did 4K, those files would be like 6 gigabytes instead of 1.5 gigabytes. So, but they're ultra, ultra good quality. So we don't edit anything. We just send it out there. So look, if you want to start moving forward, you've got to start investing in yourself and you've got to start committing to the cause. And complaining that you haven't got the money to commit to the cause is not good enough. The reason why, you know, this is one of the things that we're saying, in fact, if you haven't got enough money for this course, blimey, you're the person that needs the course more than most. If you've got loads of money, you need the next course up that's more expensive, that allows you to commit even more to the journey of creating wealth. So that's why, you know, we have like a product ladder where we've got some low price products and we've got some higher price products. That's the way it works. So, you know, if you want investing in coaching, property coaching, then that generally is a higher price than the business coaching. But you buy the business coaching to generate the cash so that then you can move the cash into property coaching and start building your wealth long term whilst you're already building your business. But this is the key. You've got to start investing in yourself and you've got to start committing, making that absolute 100% commitment to yourself. If we're doing the arrow break, you know, where you put the arrow to your throat, don't do this unless you're supervised, by the way. I don't know why in 2016 we have to give silly warnings like that. You know, don't try and slice your throat with an arrow. It's crazy. But anyway, we have to. When we do the arrow break, which is where you put the arrow to your throat, certain part of your throat, and then you push against the arrow, against someone else's hand, and you splinter the arrow. Let me tell you, if you don't commit 100% to breaking that arrow, and you pull back at the last minute, it's painful. Me and my wife, we bent a metal bar. So she stood at one end, I'm stood at the other. This metal bar's maybe 6 or 8 feet long. There's someone in the middle just to help it bend one way or the other, just to guide it. But basically we're walking together and we hug and the person holds it to make sure it doesn't like pop out and like splice someone's throat open. But if you don't commit to that, it's painful. And I remember doing it and I pushed forward and my wife pushed forward and she pushed forward harder than I did and it hurt, you know? And we locked eyes and I was like, I got to commit to this. And we committed to it and we bent the arrow. It was an amazing thing to do with your partner, by the way. If you get an opportunity to do something like that at one of the self-development things, you're supposed to not do it with a partner for some bollocks reason. I don't know what that reason is, but we did it. It was fucking awesome. I'll be honest. It was brilliant. What a great connection to have with your partner, to know that, you know, again, when you come across tough times, you guys just bent a freaking metal bar. You know those long bars that you see on building sites that go up through concrete? It looked like one of those. We bent that as a couple, as a partnership. How powerful is that as you go into a relationship? That's really cool. If you can do that, I would really highly recommend that you do that. So look, commitment. This is where it all begins. It's like the money is not a signpost as to whether you're going to be successful or not. It's absolutely probably a really bad signpost. You might get the money from an aunt that's died or you won it on a lottery. That's no sign that you're going to be successful in something. The biggest key to your success is your attitude. It's not your knowledge, because we all know people who've got loads of knowledge and don't get the results. I mean, we get people who are like not any knowledge at all, like actually a bit thick, no common sense. And let's go out and do it. You know, I call it the Forrest Gump effect, because Forrest Gump didn't know he couldn't do something, so he just went and did everything. And so that's what we get. The attitude that you have in anything that you do. So, if you're at the gym and you've got to go lift, I don't know, something that's heavy, 60 kilos on a bench press, right? That's pretty heavy. I don't think I can lift that, right? So that's pretty heavy. Or something that's just really difficult for you, and someone says, just lift that. And you go, well, if I can lift it, I'll give it a go. Like, that's not commitment. A commitment to you lifting that is, yeah, let's do this. Come on, let's do it. Pump up, let's do it. That is the attitude that you need. And it's not just for words, but the words help your brain click into that little space that we reserve for when you need to go and kick ass. Now, that space exists all the time. It's there constantly, 24/7. It's not used. For most people, it's simply never ever used. For other people, it's used 70% of the time. And guess what? They're the ones turning up in the Ferraris with all the properties, living overseas. They're the ones who are getting all the success because they tap into that special place. It is a special place. It exists constantly 24/7. Most people can't be arsed tapping into it. They can't be bothered. I'll give it a go. Oh, Monday morning. It's Monday today when I'm recording this, by the way. I don't even know it's Monday. I love Mondays, by the way. I get really excited by them. We're like, oh, brilliant. I get to share more stuff. It's awesome. We do more content and so on. I love it. So, but you've got to tap into that special place. That special place that allows you to go, right, let's go kick some ass. What are we going to do? The saying I love is, let's rip this a new asshole. That's one of the sayings I like. But that's what, let's go rip this arrow a new asshole when we smash it, you know. That's what you got to do. Let's go break it. Let's go create this thing. Let's be focused and full of energy and positive outcome, you know, and that sort of thing. And that's what will lead to your success. Not the, well, can anybody lend me 30 quid to buy this book, please? Or, well, I'll see if it works, and if it works, then I'll pay you. Fuck, it doesn't work. It's not going to work. You got to commit to it. You got to commit first, and then you pay. All right, awesome podcast today. I hope you enjoyed that. I think that'll do us for today. My name's Dan Latter, and we'll speak to you on the next podcast. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.